This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
Welcome to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
Don't read handoff. Frank's got room across the 40. Running right inside.
That's the tie. Another round around third. Pickett sliding into third base. A triple. Scores two runs in the Bobcat. Kyle lead it.
That one swung on. Head out towards left field. That ball is going back to the wall. And that ball is gone.
A grand slam from Corbin Harris.
Runs in the Bobcat. Kyle lead it. 9-8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
All right, all right. Welcome to another edition of Bobcat Radio. It's Friday edition. It's always the best edition. As you know, I'm your host, Jason Harris, joined by Hyphen. It's Caleb Bryan, just kidding. Dean's over there as well. And guys, we have a very special guest. I'm going to skip social media. We all know that kind of stuff. We'll get it to you in just a second. But Tater Black's in the house, former Bobcat, currently a pitcher in the Colorado Rockies organization. Got the T-shirt on, got the hat on as well, representing. How's it going this morning, man?
It's going good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Glad to have you joining us here. It just seems like yesterday we were watching you pitch out on the field and just lighting up the winds, and you knew when Tater Black was on the mound, it was like, we're good, we're good.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday I was out there too, man.
Good stuff, man.
Man, no, yeah, okay, so I think this might be the very first time that we've ever had professional baseball player in the studio, so that's exciting. But no, yeah, I mean, like, I got to broadcast several games, and Taylor, I remember you know practicing my lines throughout the game and stuff, and it seemed like time after time again I would sit there and say and Black hits the black again and stuff, and that was one of my favorite things to say and stuff, was that you're very good at just getting that ball in there and stuff and not being afraid of hitters.
Right. That's what made me successful, you know. I just went on both sides of the plate and just let my ball sink and just beat ground balls.
There you go. There you go. So, as we said a while ago, you are a member of the Colorado Rockies organization at the moment. I guess just tell us a little bit how that experience has changed a little bit from the collegiate standpoint.
It's about the same. The competition's a little better. The travel is terrible. But that's how it goes. But it's a great experience. You know, everyone there was a very tight, close family. Became very good friends real fast, and it. I can't really describe it because it's just a whole different ball game with wood bats and new balls, and the fans were great. And being in Colorado, the altitude was a little different. The ball was flying out. But
so it is true that does happen.
It's definitely true. Definitely true. The first day I was there watching BP, I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's a long season."
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I mean, I guess is everyone that's on the team with you are y'all roughly about the same age, or are you a little bit younger than most of them?
The team I was on, the pitchers wise, we were probably averaged about 21, 22. But overall, the team, a lot of position players, a lot of Dominicans were all younger, age range from like 17 to 21. So I think our average age on the team was 20.
Wow.
So it was a very young team. That was different too.
Yeah, it's kind of like a college team.
But it was nice having the pitchers, like, because the pitchers usually come together. Like, we always sit through the bullpen together, just hang out. So it was nice having them being my age, so I can talk to them about, you know, college and just share some stories together.
Yeah, I think these guys in here, they'll tell you, they're stuck with the old guy for half the show, so it's got to be nice to be able to hang out with somebody a little bit your age and, like, get used to it. And again, it's like starting all over again. Not starting all over, but starting a new chapter in your life, right. And it's got to be cool to be able to do that with people that are doing the same thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Had a chance to practice in Coors Field yet?
I have not. Hopefully I'll be there soon.
Okay.
We're all like, if you don't know, like, we as a Friday show, we track all the stats for our minor leagues players, like you, Garrett Matledge, Austin Williams as well. We're highly updated on everything that was going on. We were excited to see about the relief pitching. It was kind of cool. We were pumped when you got the first win, then got a save in there as well. And I think we went nuts and talked about it for like 5 minutes on the show because we were so happy to see that. We were talking a little bit before the show. You said you were actually drafted as a minor leaguer, as a relief pitcher. Would you talk just a little bit about, like, how, like, was it the phone call that you got, you know, or was it like you were in constant contact with the Rockies?
Yeah, the day I drafted, I was in constant contact with them. You know, texting back and forth throughout the rounds, and then finally he texted me saying, all right, your name's about to be called. And then I just listened for it on the TV, and the dreams came true.
That's a cool feeling, man. Like, that just gets a little energy going in here right now just hearing that. I mean, again, you think about it as a kid, you're like, man, I'd love to play baseball. I'd professionally love to play in the major leagues, and boom, it's happening. That's so good stuff.
What was the first thought that went through your head when you got drafted?
I need a pack. Because I left 2 days later after that. I didn't have any time at home. So.
Two days after you got the call.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I left on Monday.
Yeah. And then was there – okay, so 2 days, you pack it up, you're up there. When you get there, how quickly are you, like, in the program starting to do things?
The next day. got there Grand Junction about 6 o'clock, went and signed my contract. Next day I was on the field.
Man.
Wow.
That's quick. I can't even get homework done that fast.
Yeah. All right, so for some of the listeners that don't actually know where Grand Junction is, kind of explain where that is in terms of, I guess, where we are now.
All right, well, I guess in terms of Colorado, everyone knows where Denver is. It's just 4 hours straight west of Denver. And funny thing is, in Grand Junction, all the roads are numbered. So I lived on 22.5 road, and that was 22.5 miles away from Utah border. And other roads from, like, 21 3/4. It was a weird deal.
Wow.
But it was kind of cool because that's how far you were from Utah.
That's nice. At least you know, like, how far you have to go to if you're on, like, 19.5 to 22.5. Like, I'm good. Only got a couple miles to go. All right. Well, we talked about a little bit about. I mean, I still think it's so cool that we've got, like, a major league pitcher in here. Oh my God! If you do have, let me take this time to throw out a little hashtag love right now. If you do have a question for Taylor Black in studio, former pitcher for the Bobcats, now a pitcher in the Colorado Rockies organization, hashtag Bobcat Radio if you've got a question for him. We'll be checking Twitter all the time. You can actually call us in the studio right here if you like. It's 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. Can't put you on, of course, but we can get your question to him and get it answered and put it out there. So go ahead if you got them. Throw them out here.
Yeah, and just continue this. We mentioned that you were one of four guys that got drafted down, those other ones being Tyler Pearson, Garrett Matledge, and then Austin Williams. Y'all are teammates here. Do y'all still stay in contact and still talk with each other and tell each other how things are going, or is that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really talk to Garrett that much, but I texted Austin Williams a couple times, seeing how he's doing. And then I was in constant contact with Pearson because, you know, he was my catcher. So I was just seeing how things are going in Arizona with him. And, you know, we lead such a busy life. Like, you get busy and you're like, you forget about people. And I'm at the field from 2:30 to 11:30 every day, so it's kind of hard to keep in contact with, even with family. You know, it's hard talking to my parents. My parents came and saw me a couple times, just because it's hard. I was traveling all the time. I was on a bus or at the field. So, but you know, if I was on a bus, I would sit back, relax, and just. And I would think about, you know, college, and I'd text guys, see how they're doing. But, yeah.
That's good stuff. I mean, it doesn't get no better than that. I want to ask about the bus. How is bus life and on the road?
Well, you got to learn fast to sleep on a bus.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of trips that were over 14 hours. So I had people had yoga mats, so we'd lay down on the floor, and I'd just take some melatonin and just pass out.
Yeah. That's a smart idea.
Is the travel life better in college or in the rookie league over there?
College, because we fly. even though flying is not fun, but it's a lot better than 14 hours on a bus with 40 people. Because we have probably 42 people in a bus.
All guys.
Wow.
And all guys. And the Dominicans are another breed, and they're very loud in the back of the bus sometimes, and it's hard to sleep, but it's fun.
Have you picked up any of their language?
We had to learn real fast. They speak a little Spanish, you know. But they try to speak English. They have English classes for them. And they in the outfield, when we're shagging, they try to come by and talk to us. And in Spanish, we teach them English. They teach us Spanish. But it's hard picking up a different language as you're talking to someone. It's trying to figure out what they're trying to talk about. And they're trying to figure out what you're talking about. So... I picked up a little bit.
Is it hard to communicate in the field with, like, that language barrier?
Not so much, because we usually just use signs, hand signs, or, you know, wiping your leg or something like that. But it wasn't that bad.
Well, all right, guys, that's Taylor Black, former Bobcat, now a pitcher with the Colorado Rockies representing the gear. He's got the shirt on. He's got the hat on. Guys, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to keep him around for just a little bit if you've got time to hang out. So, again, if you've got any questions for us, hashtag Bobcat Radio or call us right here in the studio, 512-245-FIRE, to get a question in. We'll ask him and we'll get the answer out.
Yeah, I don't know why I said yeah, but anyways, you know, I'm just going to jump in there. Yeah, anyways, I want to tell you guys about a new syndicated show that we got going on right now. It's going to be called Conversations on Healthcare. It's going to be Wednesdays at 7:30 and then Thursdays at 6:30 in the morning. Both those in the morning, so bright and early. It's going to be right here on KTSW, and we're going to be discussing some of the opportunities to reform innovation and healthcare headlines and stuff. So check us out right here on KTSW 89.9 or KTSW.net.